The Chinese mainland on Tuesday reported 75 newly confirmed COVID-19 cases, including 55 locally transmitted and 20 arriving from outside the mainland. Of the locally transmitted cases, 29 were reported in Heilongjiang, 14 in Jilin, 7 in Hebei, 4 in Beijing, and 1 in Shanghai. The National Health Commission says one suspected case was newly reported in Shanxi. No deaths related to the disease were reported on Tuesday. Data shows that more than 100 million people have now tested positive for the coronavirus globally. The Johns Hopkins University data also shows more than 2.1 million people have died because of COVID-19. The United States remains the worst-hit country, with more than 25 million cases and over 423,000 deaths. India has the second-largest number of cases, with more than 10 million people who've tested positive for the virus. With more than 8.8 million cases, Brazil is third overall, but has the second-highest number of deaths at 217,000. The UK reported more than 1,600 new deaths on Tuesday, becoming the first European country and the fifth globally to surpass 100,000 COVID-19 deaths. UK Chief Medical Officer Chris Whitty says the infection rate remains very high in the UK, despite a lockdown that's been in place since January the 5th.
The rates are just about holding with the new variant, with what everybody's doing. Our big worry was that we'd need more to hold it. It's going to be much harder because it's a new variant, and I think we have to be realistic about that.
Official data shows that more than 3.6 million people have tested positive for the coronavirus in the UK since the pandemic started. So far, more than 6.8 million people have received their first doses of the COVID-19 vaccine, with the target of reaching 15 million people by the middle of next month. The International Monetary Fund has projected that the global economy will grow by 5.5% this year, 0.3 percentage points above the October forecast. IMF Chief Economist Geeta Gopinath says the upgrade for 2021 reflects the positive effects of the onset of vaccinations in some countries, as well as additional policy support at the end of last year in economies such as the United States and Japan. She says China's been very successful in containing the pandemic, and that's played a very important role to bring back economic activity. This year, China is expected to grow by 8.1% and to expand 5.6% next year. Meanwhile, the global economy is projected to grow 4.2% in 2022. The U.S. Senate on Tuesday voted to confirm President Joe Biden's nomination of Antony Blinken to serve as the next U.S. Secretary of State. The Senate confirmed his nomination by a vote of 78-22, making him the 71st U.S. Secretary of State. The 58-year-old served as Deputy National Security Advisor and Deputy Secretary of State under former President Barack Obama. U.S. President Joe Biden and his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin on Tuesday discussed arms control and other issues during their first telephone conversation. The White House says Biden and Putin discussed their willingness to extend the new Strategic Arms Reduction Treaty for 5 years, agreeing to have their teams work urgently to complete the extension by February the 5th. French President Emmanuel Macron called for a future economy that addresses innovation, the principles of humanity, and climate challenges. Macron is addressing the virtual meeting of the World Economic Forum on Tuesday. He says future competitiveness must be built with an economy that's resilient to shock and also integrates health and social inequalities. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday signed a memorandum condemning the surge of anti-Asian racism in the country during the COVID-19 pandemic, while directing the Department of Justice to make more concerted efforts to address hate crimes and harassment against Asian Americans and Pacific Islanders. The memorandum says that during the COVID-19 pandemic, inflammatory and xenophobic rhetoric has put Asian American and Pacific Islander persons, families, communities, and businesses at risk. It says the federal government must recognize that it's played a role in furthering these xenophobic sentiments through the actions of political leaders, including references to the COVID-19 pandemic by the geographic location of its alleged origin.